Hera plants his feet firmly on the fissured road and folds his arms. He stands, rallied in a half ring with six other men, brandishing cricket bats and cutlasses. In the post-twilight, the men appear as brown silhouettes. Their bats and blades this display, it's all for show. It's for my handlers back at Antius HQ, who are viewing the standoff through my integrated live stream. The men's shaky grips on their melee weapons tell the real story. Hera has convinced these people that they can somehow win this fight. No ordinance can get them out of the big growl. No right can reverse the Small Island Developing State Treaty that their government had signed. From the Caribbean to Asania, it is the same scenario for these islands that put their blight-speared lands up for sale. Antius paid well and made clear their intention to utilize the islands for food production. Supermassive automated farms. They also made clear that 4 out of 5 privately owned properties must be acquired to ensure optimum yield rates. In return, Antius has promised to house and feed the displaced citizens in structures called Acadias, zones of high rises fitted with sick bays, living quarters, and community dining halls. This momentous change was to save the world, to quiet the big growl. Small island nations are the saviors of the earth. Hashtag small superheroes was on trend. People from London and Milan and Berlin and Washington DC came out of their houses and clapped and banged pots and pans as island leaders signed the treaty. Kindergartners drew crayon pictures. A few rallied for some kind of referendum. Any momentous change is always met with great resistance. So, terror sentries like me have been deployed by Antius HQ to persuade them to sell their homes. We are alloy effigies designed to expedite this paradigm shift. The Polynesians have the Hogman Kampua, the Indonesians have the serpent dragon Naga Paudoha, Mauritius, Comoros, and Seychelles have the plant woman Inkosasana. Trinidad and the rest of the Caribbean have the cloven-hoofed Papa Boa. I am one of many. My frame is built from scandium aluminium, horn to hoof. My body coated with flame-resistant fiberglass, stripped and shredded to resemble fur, and my horns are magnetic permalloy. I suppose I was designed to appear as a revelation from divinity. That, or the curse of a Kako demon brought upon them.